starts right now.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, ding-a-ling, too. Sleigh ride, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Sleigh ride, it's lovely.
There should be no change in the drop policy. The amendment should not go forth as written. This is a substantial change in policy and very large ongoing financial impacts. It also treats FRS employees very differently. There is an FRS pension, there is an FRS investment plan. Only FRS pension employees can enter drop. So you put FRS investment plan employees at a complete disadvantage. And there appears to be no rational basis for this. And what is the point of two payouts for drop participants only? And are you going to encourage every FRS pension person to enter drop, even for the minimal time, just to cash out? It could really create a huge financial impact.
When Pam speaks, Pam Childers, clerk of the court and comptroller for Escambia County, in a proposed revision to the HR drop retirement policy, let me say the thing that's going to become clear here in any moment. I don't understand it. I tried to digest it. I don't understand it. There are some elements of retirement policy and programming that I understand. There are other parts that I do not understand. Three different times I tried to read the document, the strike through, the blue underlined, the red underlined. I have no idea what I read, and I read it three times. So I don't know the details, and I would love to be able to tell you the details, but here's what I do know. Pam says it's a screw-up, and she says it's going to cost the county millions of dollars, and so she says, don't do this. In fact, we probably need to clean up some of the stuff we've already got going on in the county. So let's fix this. It just seems like our county just can't get this stuff right. I mean, whether it's all the 401A stuff, you know, just all of that nonsense, the hundreds of thousands of dollars and the who's entitled to what and the trying to vote yourself in back pay for $250,000. And, well, I didn't know any better and they didn't. And now we find out that, again, this is very standard. I don't feel like I know enough to have a good, definitive, condescending attitude on it. But we're doing now two drop payments for people. So they go into this program where they're guaranteed to quit by a certain date, and then that guarantees them a certain kind of retirement payout, and we're paying them twice for it, and I don't understand, and it's the FRS people versus the... Okay, anyway, I just let Pam talk. I'm going to have her on to explain this because she's very good at explaining this. I wasn't able to get her for yesterday or today, but we'll get her because Pam's a dear friend. Anyway, so here's how she goes on to explain this.
To substantiate what I'm saying, we surveyed 30 counties. We also called the state of Florida. And I will tell you that your policy as written is in line with the state of Florida and throughout the state of Florida. It is a good policy as written for drop payouts.
Cool, so let's just stick with what we got. Oh no. We're gonna change it.
And I believe that if Escambia County changes their policy, you're going to be an extreme outlier. This is going to cost you millions. And I don't think that's the fiscal impact that you're trying to have.
I mean, we're just made of money. Why not?
Also, what we have found is Escambia County has more leave buckets than any of the 30 counties we surveyed. And you have payouts for each of those buckets. And I think that should be reviewed. So I'd like to tell you that the interpretation should have never been done. The payouts in excess should have never happened. And the policy for drop should not be amended.
Like, every piece of this is a mistake. And by the way, not just a problem for Escambia County, for the administration of Escambia County, but also all of the constitutional officers and all the other elected officials, you know, the sheriff and the tax collector and the tax appraiser and the supervisor of elections and, you know, everybody everybody should be operating under this same system properly.
I also believe, as your comptroller, that no constitutional officer in this county should have this lucrative of a payout that you are looking to amend.
So like I said, I'll wait until we have a chance to talk with Pam so she can explain it to you better than I can. But it caught my attention because when Pam speaks and she says, millions of dollars, outlier, bad policy, no, no, no. All right, I'm gonna trust that that assessment. 8:15 on News Radio 92.3. They did have a long conversation about when to have changes, under what circumstances people have agreed to terms to work for the county, taking away things that are bad, but they shouldn't have. You know, they were already agreed to. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in a contract, you're in a contract. You can't just change it. So there's more of a conversation coming. It sounds like, I think they said they're going to talk about this at a committee of the whole. I could be wrong about that. We'll find out more and try to let you learn more as we learn it. John Pickens has got traffic on the. John, you're an accountant,
right?
Any thoughts?
It was a big mess.
Okay, cool. Excellent. That was my assessment.
I'm just like, wow.
I don't understand the details. It sounds like a giant screw-up somehow. So, and millions of dollars are potentially at stake. So let's see what happens. Anyway, go ahead with traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. Their Bulkway service is now calling for a pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing any I-10, I-110. 29. Everything is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Well, tell them good job.
Great job.
They need that.
My friends in Radio Land.
Radio Land. All of you people out there, outside of this studio, out there. It's the things that people in broadcasting say sometimes that are so funny. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about, yes, we're making fun of our industry. Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home, buying a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just really good at this. During the peak, you know, when the home values were going up and you could sell a home in a day, cash, above list, they were selling well over 200 homes. Then the market changed. Okay. Prices went up. Interest rates, you know, went up. Uncertainty went up. Lots of things. And so it slowed down. Well, they slowed down too, but slowed down to like 175 homes and 165 homes each year, year after year, in 23 and in 24. That's still 3 to 4 weeks. That's a lot. That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of success. Well, this year it's now back up, even in a challenging market. They're up 30% in a down year. 180 done, I think, the last time I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, but they were planning, she said they were planning on near 200 by the end of the year. That's fantastic. Why? Experience, details, knowing how to do it all to get you all the way through to closing, because you don't want to just go halfway and then, well, we had a deal and we had an offer. It's how you stage it. It's how you price it. It's how you open house it. It's how you list it. It's how you follow up afterwards. It's all the little things that add up to great success. So if you want success, give her a call. In fact, one of the things, pricing. She was telling me about a house that she took on that another realtor had said, you cannot get more than $499 for that house. She's like, I think I can get more. She lists it at $625, 10 days sold for cash. I mean, just sometimes you got to price it higher. What? Yeah, well, you got to know the market. That comes from experience. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Attention job seekers. Career Source Escarosa invites you to the Buffalo Rock Pepsi hiring event for their new state-of-the-art facility in Santa Rosa County. This event offers an opportunity to learn about the company's expansion, explore available positions, and engage with leadership as they build a workforce to support advanced operations in the region. On-site interviews will be available this Wednesday from 10 till 2 and Thursday from 4 till 6:30 at their new facility, 4994 Innovation Lane in Milton. Your next career move starts here.
When emergencies happen in Florida, every second counts. Beacon keeps you informed. It's the new statewide network bringing official emergency alerts straight from the Florida Division of Emergency Management and agencies statewide. No hype, no ads, just clear, verified updates to help protect you and your family. Download the free Beacon 24/7 Alerts app in your app store. Brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the University of Florida, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, it is all about Christmas in Pensacola. Downtown lights, where to go, and don't miss out on your chance to catch a picture in front of a holiday cube.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
And just what are you going to do about it?
If you so much as lay a finger on the brim, I'll never bring you another Christmas present as long as you live.
John?
I've heard it a million times, but I'm still trying to put
Barlow Girl. So I particularly love. Oh yeah,
yeah. When it kicks in, it's like, oh, that's awesome.
Give me some Five Iron Frenzy, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Like I just love a lot of different music, and particularly at Christmas, I don't play a lot of the Bing Crosby. It's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing. You know, maybe when we get a little closer to the day. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3. No, and no objection. It's wonderful. It's real. You know, why is it, though, that we don't really get new Christmas music? You get new artists recording old songs, but other than, like, Mariah Carey, you know, what was the last, you know, new Christmas music?
Maybe I need to bring some into you.
Oh.
Okay. I've got a stack on my desk.
That's good?
Okay, I'll half that stack.
Is it country?
Well, some of it is, yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, there's stuff
if you
out
bring,
there.
If you bring stuff in that's good, I'll play it.
There's
fine.
Stuff out there.
All right, 8:22 on News Radio 92.3 if you need a new roof, or you don't know if you do. Because a lot of times you don't know. I mean, you know, your roof is 12 years old. Do you need to replace it? Well, 10 years is kind of becoming the standard. You know, selling a home, insuring a home, just quality. I mean, it's kind of it's crazy, but I mean, that's the way of it. So do you need one? I don't know. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. They'll help you figure it out. Brian Ward, they've done 10,000 roofs in this area since 2006 when he started. So they'll help you assess it and decide, you know, is it a repair? Is it a replacement? Is it no work at all? Would you be saving money because a wind mitigation inspection report might actually save you insurance money or not? You know, is it better to do it now than to wait 2 years when prices are, I mean, prices aren't going down on anything, right? So what makes the most sense? Well, they'll talk you through it. And they'll, you know, they're going to be here. They've been here. They've taken care of a lot of people. They're a 4.9 rated on Google, so you know they take care of people. They'll return your calls. They'll talk to you like a normal person. They're very, very, very invested in the community. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. The son of Rob and Michelle Reiner is being held without bond in connection with their murders. He was reportedly being disruptive at a holiday party just hours before his parents were murdered. Sources tell KNBC TV that he'd made several people uncomfortable at a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien.
You know, I was mildly uncomfortable reporting him as the suspect and some of that yesterday when I posted that. Like, gosh, it was late at night, I think, on Sunday even, when People Magazine were saying, this is who did it. And I thought, well, you guys are definitive. I'm going to say your report. And kudos to them. They were right, you know, in the reporting. But, man, when you're the only news agency that's out there saying it's the Sun, and but they knew and they got it right. So credit to them.
The BBC is being sued by President Trump. The president's accusing the outlet of deceptively editing footage of his January 6th, 2021
speech. What was that word?
Speech. Deceptively.
Footage?
Footage. What did I say?
You said footage.
I know not what I say, Andrew.
Go on. You make me laugh. I love you so much. Go on.
The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida and targets the documentary called Trump, A Second Chance. And
how much is the lawsuit going to be against Trump when Trump lies about something?
Well, that's a good question.
Or defames somebody or exaggerates or gets a fact wrong. I mean, is anybody going to sue him? Dude, the standards are completely inconsistent here.
Right.
Like, no, and don't get me wrong. I think that the editing that was done of Trump's speech was wrong. But, bro, you know, like, go ahead, sir.
And the Powerball jackpot continuing to grow. No grand prize winner yet again last night. So now it's up to $1.25 billion for the next drawing tomorrow.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I mean, I don't know that you could make a defamation case against his post about Rob Reiner. You know, the estate maybe. It's good. But, and I have not talked about this much today, and I've kind of tried to avoid talking. It's it's so obvious that this is horrid. It's almost beneath commenting on. It's that bad. You're like, well, Andrew, and also I'm always aware that some people think I hate Trump, and I don't hate Trump. I've told you before, I'll tell you, I've voted for him 3 times. I think he does a lot of things right. I think he does a lot of crazy things too. And there's no defense of what he said. There's no defense. It's insanity. It's unacceptable. It's beyond the pale. It's offensive and disgusting, and that's all there is to say about it. But it's, you know, and it's honestly, it's kind of sad that more Republicans won't say so. Because they're afraid of crossing the president. That's a problem too, right? I mean, but yeah, there's not much to delve into here. There's no like other side to this. It's not like you can explain it. And also the people who hate Trump hate him for this. I mean, it's not like this was decisive for them. Like they already hated him for everything. And this is just, you know, more of the same, which it's true. It's just more of the same nonsense. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
You said 3 times. Did I miss an election?
What's that?
You said you voted for him 3 times.
2016, 2020, 2024. You know, one election in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Win.
Yeah, all right. I was in here going,
unless
wait a
you
second.
Ask him, in which case he did win 3 times.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Be sure. Let's see here. We've got an accident that's blocking Old Palafox Highway in Hancock Lane. We're seeing delays on Old Palafox both north and southbound. So be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Let's see here. No other issues to let you know about. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a kid who's struggling with math, or you know, maybe a kid who was good at math for a while in the fifth grade and then had a bad teacher and then all of a sudden, you know, things are different, or they went from doing math to doing algebra and it just didn't click with them. There's all kinds of reasons, okay? But if you've got a child who struggles with math or just doesn't love it, and they should love it. Math can be fun, but it's hard to, you know, enjoy something you're not great at. Go to Mathnasium. Two of my best friends run Mathnasium. They are really passionate about the value of math and teaching kids and help them enjoy it. My son taught at Mathnasium for a year, so we're big believers in their program. And the assessment, you know, having your child take a quick test to figure out what they do and don't do well at is free, okay, completely free, no problem. And then you can talk about, you know, funding and costs and their step-up provider, so money is available, you know, from the state through for tutoring services that they have available. But look, 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 93% have an improved attitude. 90% see an improved school grade. I mean, it works. It really, really works. And man, you just don't want them to have to keep going through school, falling farther and farther behind because they don't get these things fixed. And they can be fixed. It is absolutely fixable. So go stop by Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we want to... Oh, you familiar with the American Family Association? Don Wildman?
Yes.
I figured you would be. You know, this is a, like, old... I mean, he's passed on now, but, like, this is a long-existing, like, cultural conservatism activist group. And, you know, they periodically raise the alarm about horrible things that are happening in the culture. And... So in some ways, they're my people, but in some ways, they're like the worst version of my people. You know, they're the ones that, you know, they'd be out protesting the drag queen Christmas kind of thing. Like, you know, my people don't always get it right. Anyway, so they've put out an advisory. Kohl's, the store Kohl's, is on the naughty list. Now, to understand this ad, the ad is Ellie Kemper, the actress, and how do you say it? Giannis Diana.
Right, that's how I'd say it.
I can never say that. I'm not even trying. Antetokounmpo.
Sounds good.
I'm there. All right, cool. So he comes up to her in the Kohl's.
Oh, that's right.
And he's got
mom.
His finger is wrapped up in a bandage because he's hurt himself wrapping the presents. Here's the ad that, I kid you not, the American Family Association has taken time out to excoriate because it's killing American culture. You ready?
Mom?
Giannis!
I tried building my kids a dollhouse, and well, I might have used the elf word.
Leave the building to smaller hands.
I might have used the elf word.
Do you realize he's like 7 foot hands?
Yeah.
Are huge.
So the joke is he hurt himself opening Christmas gifts and he might have used the elf word. Well, this is not funny, according to the American Family Association. This joking about profanity, this giving children the idea that profanity is humorous, Coles needs to be held accountable, said Monica Cole, the director of 1MillionMoms.com, an affiliate. It is unnecessary to hint at profanity in any commercial, especially the F word in a Christmas ad.
That's not the F word, it's the elf word.
It is an extremely irresponsible act because everyone knows children repeat what they hear. Come on now. People.
Fox News. Chris Foster, Nick Reiner is expected in court this morning in Los Angeles, accused of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. Family friend Heather Michaels tells Fox Nick was sort of in and out of the Reiner's home, not really living there.
Yeah, I know there's reports, he was living on the streets at the time, he was homeless, but that kind of goes along with the issues that folks like he deal with.
Mental illness and drug addiction. President Trump is suing the BBC for $10 billion.
The suit centers around an hour-long documentary called Trump, A Second Chance, that the BBC broadcast days before the 2024 presidential election. The program spliced together three quotes from two sections of his January 6th speech made prior to the Capitol riot, leaving out his remarks about demonstrating peacefully.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The November unemployment rate, 4.6%, up from 4.4% and the highest since 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is sunny right now, 38 degrees here in Pensacola. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating reportedly a deputy-involved shooting. Now, we don't have any information on this incident as of yet, but we will let you know when we learn more about that. The town of Flomaton has a new police chief. The town council voting unanimously yesterday to promote interim chief Justin Hetrick into the full-time job. Hetrick had been serving as interim chief since early December. He says transparency and community engagement will be crucial in his administration. The department has seven certified officers. Hetrick's promotion comes after former chief Derek Lowry resigned in December. He'd served since May of 2024. A camper fire near McDavid claimed the life of a dog yesterday. Firefighters say they arrived at the camper to find it fully engulfed in flames. It was on Lambert Bridge Road. The dog died. No people were injured. The camper was considered to be a total loss. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is moving full speed ahead with an AI Bill of Rights, regardless of the recent executive order signed by President Trump. Speaking at an AI roundtable at Florida Atlantic University in Jupiter, the governor said states still have the power to act on AI.
The president issued an executive order, and some people were saying, well, no, this blocks the states from doing it. It doesn't. First of all, an executive order can't block the states.
The governor said only Congress could override state laws under the Constitution. He says Trump's order actually encourages states to step in, especially when it comes to protecting kids from the risks of artificial intelligence. An explosive device was found on a Milton front porch yesterday. Milton police and fire responded to a home on Clayton Lane. They say the live device was discovered by residents after an elderly family member had passed away. They were cleaning out the property. The residents were evacuated. Bomb technicians from the Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosives were called in. They examined the device with X-ray and were able to safely remove it and take it off-site for a controlled disposal. 8:34, News Radio, 92.3. New data showing the number of abortions reported in Florida during the first 11 months of 2025 dropped significantly when compared to last year. The State Agency for Healthcare Administration reported 40,683 abortions as of December 1st. That's down nearly 29% from 56,864 in the same period last year. The decrease follows the law that took effect May of last year, preventing abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy with limited exceptions. LA beloved Pensacola Taco Stand might be getting a new location. Taqueria El Azador has been operating behind the Shell gas station on North Davis Highway since 2014. The Shell owner now is apparently planning to redevelop that property, demolish the current station, and build a new, larger convenience store. Now, if that project is approved by the county, El Azador will actually move inside the new building and have about 2,000 square feet. During construction, the taqueria would temporarily relocate to the back of the property. Taqueria El Azador became famous back in 2017 when Business Insider first ranked it number 4 on its list of best taco joints in America. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Before I do my traffic, Andrew has an update.
Yeah, you were talking about that incident that the sheriff had to leave the studio to take care of the deputy-involved shooting. According to their Facebook page, they're currently working a stolen vehicle case out of Santa Rosa County. Crashed in the area of Norris Avenue and Coons Avenue. That's south of Massachusetts, west of Pace, right there in that near that intersection. Firearms were located. The incident resulted in multiple arrests. Deputies are on the scene actively handling, and they say please avoid the area if possible. Appreciate community's cooperation. We'll provide updates as more information becomes available. I'm not 100% sure that is the same incident, but I'm guessing based on the timeliness and their request to stay away from the area. So again, that's Massachusetts and Pace, southwest corner. They're kind of just stay away from that area is what they're saying.
All right. Thank you very much for that breaking update. John, your traffic on the fives?
That's right. Let's see here. We've got an accident we're still dealing with on Old Palafox in Hancock Lane. It's causing traffic delays in both the east and westbound of north and south of Old Palafox. And also, that was all for accidents right now to report. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are starting the day off cold again with temperatures in the 30s. We'll warm up into the upper 50s for your highs today. Plenty of sunshine for your afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 49. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Heading into Thursday, 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 70 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 40 degrees, warming up. We got some sunshine in Pensacola, 35 reported in Milton, 38 in Gulf Breeze. And your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now this morning. Our markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down just under 4 points now. Boy, that changes fast. 48,412.91. S&P 500 is down about 7 points at 68,09.07. NASDAQ is down about 12 points right now at 23,35,672. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's up just a bit this morning, 4.186%. Gold prices up $24, 43.59.20. Silver is up about 10 cents, 63.69. And crypto this morning, Bitcoin up just under 1,500 at 87.302. Looking at some of those financial headlines for today. Gaming revenues across the U.S. are way up. The American Gaming Association says revenue for the third quarter of this year was up 7.2%. The total gaming revenue nationwide was just under $19 billion. NASDAQ planning to expand its trading to 23 hours a day, 5 days a week. According to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the new schedule would start at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, close Friday at 8 p.m. Day sessions would run 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. It would be followed by an hour break, and then the night session would begin at 9. NASDAQ says it's seen a growing interest in overnight trading, especially among investors in Asia. And the richest man on the planet, taking things to a new level, tech mogul Elon Musk, became the first person ever worth $600 billion yesterday. Forbes says Musk's wealth has actually grown to $677 billion by midday Monday, and could go even higher than that as SpaceX is preparing to go public next year with a valuation of $800 billion. 8:39, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain.
VapoCool. Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Now, we're gonna do something a little weird today. You know, happy Tuesday. 9 days to Christmas. Happy Tuesday. The today is, you know, I have this website that does these, you know, what day is it today? And it gives you all of the stupid things that people make days out of. And it really, I don't even want to distract you by telling you all the different ones for today. But the one that caught my attention that I did not understand, therefore I clicked on it, was it's National Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's for people who hated Barbie or hated Barney or both. And so today is your day. Today's your day to fight back, you know, to punch up instead of punching down. And so this leads to my question of the day, which is, what was, and I'm still forming this a little bit in my head, but what was the toy that everybody loved and you hated? Or I suppose the cartoon character. That because Barney's, I mean, not really cartoon, live action, but what, you know, semi live action, semi cartoon, right? You know, tell me the thing that was super popular, but you think was just the worst ever. 437-1620. I have answers in both categories, by the way, both for the TV thing, but also for the, you know, the toy. And the trick here is, you know, this is the one where you know you're a little bit weird, but you're still like defiantly weird. Like you know, I mean, because the vast majority of girls love Barbie, you know. Not that Barbie's been without controversy over the years, of course, but, you know, what's the one that you think was, why do people even like this? I don't understand. 437-1620. John, you always get to go first.
Right.
Meg's not here again. She's not feeling great in bronchitis, and she's trying to get over it, so, you know, she'll be back, I would think, probably next week. It takes a little while. Plus, you got to use your voice for this job, right? So,
is true.
Yeah, I've heard some stories. Okay, so 437-1620, what's the toy, I suppose, and or TV show character, whatever, that you was super popular but you hated, couldn't stand. You got nothing?
Toys, no, because I liked them all.
It's just like food. I like all the food.
I like
every
all.
Food. Like give me lot. More food. All right, go on. So
I can't think of a TV show. Bob the Builder. Because I was stuck watching.
No, we can't.
Seriously, that is what I taught my son to say. So every time he hears it, Bob the Builder, can we build it?
No, we can't. That's awesome. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, this kind of makes me sad that Meg's not here to help because I know she would have, she always has something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something kind of interesting. All right, 437-1620, what is the toy and or TV show / character, however you want to conceive this, that you couldn't stand? Oh, this is a great example. Somebody says, Tickle Me Elmo. I can imagine, because it can be annoying. Though, by the way, I don't really mean to get into the... There is a whole category of toys that kids love and parents hate. Or that parents hate the people who gave their kids those toys. Oh, the noise-making toys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the noise-making toys. Yeah, it's a special place in hell for... For people who give other people's kids noise-making toys.
Right. I just always tell them that I'm going to pay them back one
day. We had an Elmo, I don't even remember. It was blue, and it was hard plastic, and it had a button that you'd press, and it made noise. And somehow or other, it had no off button. That's a key design flaw in a lot of these toys. They have no off button. And somehow this toy would always wind up in the car. And we, even in the bottom of a bin somewhere, and we just couldn't find it, and it would just be making noise. And anyway, it's trauma. I'm still working my way through it. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I really can tell that we're still dealing with this. All right. So if you're on Old Palafox Highway in Hancock Lane, we've got an accident that happened. Traffic is still backed up both in the northbound and southbound of Old Palafox. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good. No construction delays that I could see. And John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So the question of the day, the frivolous topic of the day is, tell me about a toy that was super, because it's National Barbie and Barney Backlash Day, which I'd never heard of until just now, but I love the idea. Tell me about a toy or a character that was super popular. Everybody loves it except you. You hate it, despise it, wish it could die. You blow it up. You do things like, what was the name of the neighbor kid in Toy Story that would torture all the toys?
Oh, I can't think
of
it.
Andy was the owner of, Woody and Buzz, but the kid, somebody will text me. Anyway, 437-1620, Tickle Me Elmo and Furby, somebody says, the pet rock. I get it, but there's nothing to invest in emotionally even against on the pet rock. You know, you hate it or you just didn't like it.
Or you just don't get it.
Teletubbies. Well, the Teletubbies had all their own drama.
They did.
You know, the purple gay Teletubby with the upside down triangle, and Jerry Falwell hated them. I mean, you know, like they.
It was like a soap opera.
It was. And it was just. But yeah, they were so dumb. They were so silly. And so I hated them because they were vacuous, which is just the term means content neutral. There's no content in there, there's nothing in it whatsoever. Click Clacks for the toy. You know, the.
You're right about that.
Tamagotchis or Gigapets? The obsession was ridiculous. I don't remember Gigapets, but maybe I'm just probably a gap for me. Maybe my kids aren't the right age. Somebody says the Nickelodeon cartoon Doug. was so boring, and I never got. I love these answers. I love it because it's. I'm excavating some really deep pain for people
right now.
This is a chance for you to share. This is the chance for you to, you know.
And
put
now
it up.
I'm going to have to go back to therapy. Thanks.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh, good one. You know, my wife had a couple of those, you know, she might even still have them to this day. I don't know. I'm the same. I never understood them. They just looked like such.
Easy.
Ugly.
Easy.
Horrid looking things, but I'm not a girl, so I understand, you know, maybe just a gender gap there, whatever. I never understood it whatsoever. Oh, same, somebody else, Cabbage Patch Doll, same thing. Teddy Ruxpin, awful.
Oh my goodness.
Our friend Jonathan Owen says the Furby. Yeah. Sid. Sid was the name of the horrible kid across the way that would torture all the animals, or all the toys. That's right. Well done. Thank you. Somebody says, I hated the Teletubbies. Oh, and you know what? I've gotten two. This is why I love doing the frivolous topic. I've gotten two different texts from people where it's the very first time they're texting the show. I love that. I just love that. So welcome. Good to have you. I love it. Participate again in the future. This is funny. This is just a texting thing. It made me laugh. They texted in Sid, and then they texted in Tolstoy, you know, the Russian novelist. And then they said, *, Toy Story. I understood what you meant by Tolstoy. 437-1620. All right, I'm going to make some enemies here. Here we go. You ready?
Oh, no.
Spirograph. The Spirograph.
You like that?
Hated the Spirograph. And you would think for a math nerd, I would like the Spirograph. I could never make it work right. Because you had to put so much tension on it, and then you had to hold it down, and then the pens were terrible, and I'm really living the pain right now. It would always not work right for me. So I was always very angry at the Spirograph.
Would you like for me to show you how?
No. I don't want to find out other people can do it. That'll make it worse.
Well, I did it. I mean, I can show you.
I was never a fan of Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Why?
It's just chaos.
It is. It's just complete chaos.
And I felt like, you know, whatever skill you have, it's not a skill game. It's a luck game. Made me unhappy. I would rather play Risk than Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That was me. Okay, and that's a weird one. It's a weird anti-fetish for me, but the Mousetrap game. Because it never worked. And it was so hard to get it to work all the way. Now, I love the idea of the Rube Goldberg machine. I love the idea of it. The game itself was really a mess, right? You looked like the game mechanics of playing the game was really stupid. But the thing getting set up and working properly, just frustrated me. So, there you go. As far as characters, this is the one where I'm going to make enemies. Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. I actually forbid our kids from watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
I forbid, because
that was actually entertaining because there was some adult stuff in there too.
It is, and to this day, it is still my great example of an incredibly stupid, anti-intellectual, unfunny, visually distorting, brain rot TV show.
That was very descriptive.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob, get off my TV!
Hey kids, are you ready?
Oh my God. No, I hated that show. That was we didn't take a lot of real strong band this in our household, but SpongeBob was a band. So, of course, my kids grew up to love it.
So, I take it you're not going to be going to see the new movie that's coming out.
No.
Okay.
No. That I was going to invite you. Firm but... negative right there, my friend. All right, 437. Oh, we got more texts in. Let's get to some of these real quick. Let's see. The Boobas? I don't know this one. We're so painful to watch. They hated Beavis and Butthead. Oh, interesting. Okay. No. Well, I'm sorry. That's too bad for you because that's a beautiful show. Etch-a-Sketch. Well, that is, you know, Etch-a-Sketch is, I can see it. You get confused about which direction is which, and then you mess something up, and then you've got to start all over. I get it, but, I mean, it's kind of a beautiful toy. Worst TV, SpongeBob. Thank you. Any animation in Pixar, really? Oh, because they grew up with real cartoons, not computer-generated, so it doesn't feel right to them, Looney Tunes and all that. Let's see. Somebody says, I bet you don't even know what the gunk inside Stretch Armstrong tastes like.
Oh.
Stretch Armstrong. Oh, my God. Let's see. Fourth. Oh, and somebody says their current toy table at Frontier Motors is the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Oh, y'all are killing me. I love it. Somebody says, Jonathan Owens, I agree with Andrew on SpongeBob. Thank you for that. I'm so blatantly wrong about SpongeBob SquarePants. Let's see. Not that one. I don't know what that means. Rugrats, Beavis and Butthead. Okay, well, there you go. That's your frivolous topic for the day. It's a week out-ish from Christmas, so we're, you know, talking about, I guess, bad toys would be the general catch-all on Barbie and Barney Backlash Day, which I still can't believe is a real thing. Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, or, you know, sometimes you do both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty are good at this. And, you know, a lot of what goes into making her so successful is from experience you get judgment, and from judgment you get better experience, right? Well, one example she says is a lot of times people think that if a home's not selling, you got to drop the price. I mean, could be. Could be you have unrealistic expectations. Could be. Also, could be you have it priced too low. And then the people who would buy it, they don't look at it because it's actually priced below their category. She had a home recently, she said, I think it was in Navarre, where it was $499 is what the prior realtor who could not sell the house said, that's what it's worth, and you can't get any more for that. And she says, I think we can get more for that. Let's list it at $625. 10 days sold cash. You see, that's what comes from experience, is really knowing how to get things done all the way through. And that's what you want, ultimately. So, you know, if you want a good realtor who's going to do all the little things, going to help you, gets a lot of sales of things that people did not think could sell, you know, having had multiple realtors before and they go to her and she gets it sold, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty, 786-3996.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Oh, hi! Elmo's so happy to see you!
You don't know this one?
No, I don't. And
this is Spinal Tap, Christmas with the
Devil. Okay.
Oh, my poor people who are out protesting the Drag Queen Christmas are going to lose their minds to hear that.
I was just like,
hey. How dare you? You know what? Funny is funny, and that's funny. A fake metal band singing a song about Christmas with the Devil. Well, that's not funny at all. Okay. I mean, you don't have to love everything we do on the show. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but we're seeing no delays either. I-10, I-110, 90, 98. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, I don't think the devil is a laughing matter. Well, you know what the devil wants? The very last thing he wants from you is to laugh at him. Just a thought. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah, I know. Way to make it deep, Andrew. Well done. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. Do I even want to do this story? Oh, why not? Here we are. So, you know how they killed off the penny, right? Trump killed the penny. Okay, so the penny is no longer being produced. Now there's other coins that are being redesigned, reimagined by President Trump. Next year, apparently, there's going to be a $1 coin issued. Guess who's going to be on it?
Him.
Yeah. Trump coins for a living, sitting president.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'd at least done like the 100 or something. You know?
$100
coin.
Come on,
not a dollar.
Oh, you mean the Ben Franklin?
Okay. Yeah.
Also, quarters that were featuring the abolition of slavery, granting women the right to vote, and celebrating the civil rights movement. Instead, there are going to be other elements of history dealing with, you know, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, Abraham Lincoln, and the Mayflower Compact. I mean, those things are fine. I don't know why we can't do both. The abolition of slavery with Frederick Douglass on it, I think that's a cool-looking coin. I used to collect coins. The women's suffrage movement is, beautiful. It's basically the picture of a suffragette carrying the women's vote, you know, flag. And then the civil rights movement, that's actually my favorite one because it's got the picture of Ruby Bridges, the little girl who went to school with the school book, going to school under segregation. Yes! See, there's this error that sometimes conservatives, white conservatives sometimes make, of looking at things like giving women the vote or getting a black girl access to school or like Juneteenth or Frederick Douglass and the abolition of slavery. Like, we don't want to talk about those things because those look like, you know, black things or women things. No. Those are America things. We should be proud of the fact that we have everybody voting, all genders. We should be proud of the fact that we eliminated slavery. We should not be proud of the fact that it existed and that we had to fight a war to get rid of it. We should be proud of the fact of getting black people access to schools. Like, we should be proud of these things. But instead, the Trump administration decided to make a coin for Trump and to go back to, you know, basically old white men, which it's fine to celebrate Jefferson and Lincoln and the Mayflower Compact, but we can also celebrate women getting the vote and black people not being slaves and little black girls going to school. Like, those are also good things, too.
You're listening to